And with the markets near all-time highs, we're privileged to have with us another giant on the local investment scene, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Yep, that's his name on that big building there off the 110 freeway in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. Ed, appreciate your coming to the line here. Give us your reaction to what we got here today.
Frank, it's my pleasure. We're still in a bull market, it appears, with new highs in parts of the averages. The Dow Jones backed off, but I've noticed over the last week that every time the Dow Jones backs off, there's a lot of buyers out there, and it tends to recover. The Federal Reserve activity is a little disappointing to me. I think getting on with the interest rate raise would be something that should be done immediately and not prolonged. It puts too much consternation in it, and I would have favored an interest rate rise in June, and I would expect that would have come later in the year. But again, it's only not one raise. It's multiple raises that goes over a period of time, and so we need to face that.
All right, the other big story today, of course, the Justice Department taking action against some of the major banks. We saw the bank stocks end the day mixed. What's your view on the bank stocks here?
Well, the bank stocks have been suffering from this oppression for at least a half year or longer, and I'm surprised that they've done as well as they have, but still the price-earnings ratios of most of the banks, the larger banks in particular, are in between 10 and 15 to 1, which is fairly low. I believe that the negative problem here and the plea of guilty will pass on and that'll be forgotten and the banks will be looked at in a more positive way.
Are there any specific places where you'd be putting money now and or taking it off the table?
I'm on the buy side. In the past weeks, I've mentioned the natural gas stocks, the small caps, and now I would be adding again to my list the home building stocks. I believe that those are attractive. I continue to avoid the restaurant stocks. I'm avoiding bonds at this point in time because of the prospect of interest rate rises, particularly the longer-term rates, and also add to my avoidance list the solar stocks.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown L.A. Ed, great to have you with us here in the KNX Business Hour.